Here are the latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. City remain hopeful of signing Lionel Messi, according to the latest reports. City were linked with the Barcelona superstar when he wanted to leave the club last summer before being blocked by Barca's transfer fee demands. However, Messi is free to go at the end of the current season, and while he's expressed a preference for playing in the US, City may be able to lure him with a three-year deal in the Premier League, followed by two with their New York MLS side. Rumours persist, however, of Messi's interest in PSG. Moving on, and City are set to take measures to avoid a repeat of their Jadon Sancho transfer mistake with another young winger linked with Borussia Dortmund. Reports, as you've heard earlier this week in Germany, state Dortmund want to buy Jadon Braaf from the Citizens. City are on the brink of losing another wonder kid, according to reports. The 18-year-old only signed a new four-year contract last summer, but it already appears that he is set to be on his way. The exciting Dutch forward has been looking promising in the youth ranks, but doesn't seem to be anywhere near the first team. Reports suggest a breakdown in communication between the player and club management has left the youngster alienated and looking for a move away. Well, to avoid a similar situation as to what happened with Sancho, it's claimed that City will allow him to depart, but only with a buyback clause in any deal. Finally, City are set to carry out three rounds of COVID-19 tests ahead of Sunday's clash with Chelsea to try to keep control of the outbreak at the club. City's Premier League clash with Everton on December 28th was called off just 4 hours before kickoff after more members of the squad, believed to be three players, tested positive for the virus. Kyle Walker, Gabriel Jesus and two staff members were already in quarantine in accordance with government guidelines after positive test results ahead of the victory over Newcastle on Boxing Day. That's all for now. We'll have more later.